It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the calendar has turned to May, and that means that the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee is just around the corner. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone today by the fair manager and CEO, Lori Giannini. The big event is coming up May 15th through the 18th. Lori, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Thank you so much.
So what can you tell us about the fair theme this year?
It is roping teens and cowboy dreams. And, you know, we have, I don't know if you know this, but Frogtown is pretty famous back in the day for our rodeo. And that's why we had a airstrip here. We've had several movies made here or about here. And so we just thought it'd be fun to kind of go back to that heritage and that legacy that we have. So there you have it.
Sounds good. So we're talking here in early May. What are some of the things that are going to be taking place kind of building up to the fair coming up before May 15th?
Well, last night we had our kickoff dinner for our dignitaries and presenting and platinum sponsors and gold sponsors. Then on the 8th, we have our chamber mixer down at the ranch house. And of course, we started today. Our frogs are on tour. And they started today at a rest home, and they'll be visiting grammar schools. And then Tuesday, we're down at the Capitol for the annual Capitol Frog Jump.
Yeah, so frogs on tour. What can you tell us about that and the types of things that they do?
Well, at some locations, like at the Capitol and also at the government center, we will actually be having little frog jumps. We also, though, go to senior centers and school sites. We're scheduled to visit 13 schools and I think 4 senior centers. And we just actually talk about the frogs, bring some frogs, answer questions, do a little storytelling. So it's very good. It's very nice.
I always love to see the pictures, too. You mentioned the Capitol Frog Jump and the lawmakers who get involved with that. What's that experience like?
It's really fun. It's really fun. And, you know, it's so new for some of them, you know, especially with term limits. You're not going to always get the same lawmakers every year, right? So it's really fun to have a new crop, as you would say. And, yeah, and we get to talk a lot about the fair and what makes it unique. And May is actually Fairgrounds Month for the state of California. So it's kind of fun to be there during May, in May.
And that Capitol jump, correct me if I'm wrong, that was from John Garamendi when he was assemblyman or
it
senator
was.
Back then? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh, assemblyman. And so it's a very long-held tradition.
And then it's probably a good time, too, to get caught up on the local history of the frog jump. Of course, it dates back to Mark Twain, but what can you tell us about filling us in about the event and how it evolved, the frog jump, into what it is today?
So 1893 we have original minutes from 1893 in our safe here at the fairgrounds. That's when the District Agricultural Association was formed. And their mission was to put on a fair. That first fair of record was actually in Copperopolis. So then, because the District Agricultural Association didn't own any property, they would actually, the different townships would bid on having the fair. And there were some things required. We needed a racetrack because actual horse racing was huge then. So there needed to be a racetrack. So that started in 1893. And then in 1928, the Angels Camp got a grant to pave their streets, and they were going to actually have pavement, and which is pretty exciting for the time period. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to have a celebration, and Reverend Brown, who was part of the Angels Camp boosters, he thought it would be really fun to have a frog jump. So they had the very first frog jump. I think the frog jumped like 3 feet. It was different, though, because they just sat a frog on a table and all, like, kind of stood around it, and I think they only counted one jump. I wasn't there, contrary to popular belief.
I wasn't either. So.
Yeah. So then in the 30s, the events merged together. So, and then eventually this property was purchased and some of it was donated. And so now we're 71 acres of Frog Jump Joy.
And it seems like the Frog Jump is that, that big part of the fair that really draws a lot of eyeballs and kind of makes the Calaveras County Fair so unique.
Yes. And the thing about the frog in general for Calaveras County is it's an economic engine. It's more than just a quirky thing we do. It's the frog really is an economic engine for the area. And so people might come and visit because of the frog jumps, but they'll come back because it's a beautiful area, because of our wine region, because of our caves, because of our unique shopping opportunities. So we hope that while they're here, they, at the frog jump, that they'll fall in love with Calaveras County and come back.
Wasn't there a study a few years ago looking at those economic figures?
Yes, and we are just participating in a new one now. Actually, believe it or not, that study is 10 years old now.
Is it?
But
okay.
It was 5.2 million in trickle-down activity, and so, which is a lot of money, and especially for a county our size. And like I said, we just are participating in one right now. So by this time next year, we should have updated numbers, which will be exciting.
Sounds great. Yeah, we'll be anxious to hear. You know, what kind of goes into putting on a frog jump like that? The frogs are really cared for pretty well, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. We, like I said, the frogs are so very important to us. And so they are cared for, excellent care of our frogs, because the frog is an economic engine for Calaveras County. And so that's why they're so cared for. And we have what we call a frog spa, where the frogs are fed and taken care of, and there's classical music. And the people who take care of the frogs do it with such love and compassion for the frogs. So, yes, the frogs are very well taken care of. We also have a frog welfare policy for our frogs. So, we make sure that the frogs are just very well taken care of.
The frog jockeys who take part in this event, do you notice that they come back year after year? And where do they all come from? Are they mostly local or from out of town?
Oh, no, they're from everywhere. Hollister, the East Bay, San Jose. We've had some from Oregon. They do come from everywhere.
I've done the fun jump one time, and it was a great experience. Everybody, if you haven't done it before, should really, if they can, try to take advantage and jump a frog at the fair, I believe.
It's really fun. It's really fun. And just to go down to the frog spa, which is underneath the main stage, and just to see that area and how the frogs are cared for, it's a very unique area in our fairgrounds.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Lori Giannini about the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. It's almost here again. It's coming up May 15th through the 18th at the fairgrounds in Calaveras County. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And a programming note on the next couple of Motherlode Views, we're going to be focusing on wildfires ahead of the upcoming peak summer wildfire season. This coming weekend, we're planning to be joined by a panel of guests representing local water districts in both Tuolumne and Calaveras counties. They're going to be talking about some concerns they have in relation to wildfires and the role that they play when it comes to wildfires. That's next week on Motherlode Views, panel of guests from local water districts in Tuolumne and Calaveras County. Our next segment of Motherlode Views focused on the Calaveras County Fair is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee just around the corner, May 15th through the 18th at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. Talking on the telephone today with Lori Giannini, who is the fair general manager and CEO. So, Lori, I know there's kind of different things on different days of the fair. So what can you tell us about the, you know, first off, leading off there on that Thursday on May 15th?
Oh, Thursday is an exciting day because kids 12 and under are free. They don't have to pay.
Such a great deal.
Yeah. They don't have to pay, which is awesome. We're very excited about that. And we have our parade downtown, which I don't really know, BJ, exactly how many years we've had the parade. That I know in our personal family photos from the 30s, we have pictures of the parade.
Wow.
So
okay.
I'm thinking it's been a while. It's been a hot minute. You know, we've had the parade for quite a while. So the parade starts at 10. And then here at the fairgrounds, simultaneously, we're starting our livestock shows. So we have our swine show, our sheep and goat show. And we are actually having poultry showmanship, not with real birds, but with, like, stuffed animal birds. So those kids can still participate, which is awesome. And then our fun jump starts, which the kids just have a whole lot of fun with. And we're something new this year is we're having a history hop. We have a scavenger hunt for kids. And we've taken 12 local historical monuments and reproduce them, and then there's clues, and the kids have to go find all of those historical monuments, and when they get them back, they get a prize. So we're very excited about that. We're also going to have the library's bookmobile to hear that day. We always have crafts. We have lots of children's entertainment, our kids' pedal tractor pull, and, of course, our rodeo queen is that day, our competition. The reining portion of that is in the morning, and then in the afternoon there's some stage presentations, so we're very excited about that also. It's our Miss Calaveras is that evening, and our fair dedication is at, that evening too at 7:45 on the main stage, and this year it's the Spence family of Angels Camp, so we're very excited about that. And we have all kinds of family entertainment. The Mark Wilder Show, Sterling the Bubble Smith, Rebecca Fireplug, Fables of the West, an old Indian show, pony rides, all the things that you've come to expect from a great Calaveras County Fair opening day.
Yeah, great opening day. Indeed, you mentioned Miss Calaveras. You know, how does that competition work for those who haven't had a chance to take that in yet?
So Miss Calaveras is for young women between the ages of 16 and, I believe, 23. And it's a scholarship pageant. And so there's several areas of competition. There's their personal platform, community service, talent, interview. There's an evening gown portion. And the scholarships, there's about $10,000 in scholarships that get given out that evening. So that's a really exciting program. We have 5 girls running this year, and once again, we have an international student, so that is always really fun for us.
Very fun.
To have an international student share in that experience.
So Thursday is the opening day, and then coming up on Friday, what can you expect on Friday?
Well, Friday in our arena in the morning, we're going to have Fireman's Son, and that's just a chance for kids, if they haven't seen a fire engine up close, they can go down. They can look at those fire engines, and then we start with our frog jump right away. Again, we have our scavenger hunt. One of our big entertainment things for that day is Calaveras Legacy Ranch Rodeo. So it's a little different. It's teams of 4, and it's an all-or-nothing competition. And so the cowboys come out, and there's, I think, 6 different events they're in. And it's a $4,000 purse, so it's a pretty exciting new venture for us, so we're excited about that. That evening, we will have our main concert, which is Thompson Square, so we're excited for that. They put on a wonderful show. We also have Calaveras Idol. And Calaveras Idol, we've just had an upswing in interest. I think as of today, we have 12 entries. It's just like double last year.
Very exciting, yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
It's great to see the local people come out and show their talents.
Yep. And then every night we have Friends of the Fair are doing a drawing for $1,000. You buy tickets and you can win $1,000. And then on Sunday, of course, they do the $10,000 drawing, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So that was a great preview of Friday. You know, then going into the weekend, those big days when you really see the crowds kind of pick up, what are kind of the Saturday and Sunday highlights?
Oh, gosh, Saturday is Cattleman's Day. And so we have some really special things that happen on Saturday. Down in our livestock area, we have a program called Breaking Boundaries Livestock Show. And actually, we received a Merrill Award from Western Fairs Association for this particular program. And what Breaking Boundaries does is it allows children and adults with disabilities experience showing a livestock animal. And so we started it last year, and they are paired with an FFA student. Then they go in the show ring, and they're judged, and it's just an awesome experience for everyone involved. So that is on Saturday. Again, we have our scavenger hunt. We have some exciting things in our exhibit hall buildings. We have a flower arranging contest. And then at 1:30 p.m., we actually start running our California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association Slack. And then the main performance will be that night at 7:30. So in between, we have all of those great, fun entertainers, our Magic Bean Show, Legends of the Pioneers is new this year. We have our arm wrestling competition that day at noon, which is really fun. So lots going on every day at the Calaveras County Fair.
And then Sunday, the big event, the frog jump.
Oh, yeah. Sunday is a big event, a big day all the way around for sure, isn't it? So Sunday, which is International Frog Jump Day, we're going to start at 7 in the morning with our buyer's breakfast for our junior livestock auction. Then at 9:30, our auction starts in two show rings. So that begins our day, which is super fun. At 3 o'clock that same day, we have the International Frog Jump Finals. And we also have some frog jump challenges, like Sheriff Whiting will be competing against our Chief Ellis over here in Angels Camp, our Martin Hubberty, who is Supervisor Hubberty, who is Chairman of the Board, will be competing against Mike Chimente, who's the Mayor of Angels Camp. So we have our challenges, our rivals we start with, and then we go into those international finals. If we have nice weather, you know, we could break that record. If the frog jump record is broken during the finals, it's a $20,000 purse, which is pretty exciting. And then we're going to lead from there right into our main headliner, which is the Calaveras County Fair Destruction Derby, which is a favorite for all. So lots of things happening. You know, you can always get our full event schedule at at frogtown.org.
So if you think maybe if the weather is nice, there might be a chance that Rosie the Riveter's record could finally go down?
I think it might.
That would be fun to see.
So close last year. We were half an inch from it last year during the finals.
Very cool. And I don't know who I would bet on, too, among those local leaders. That's going to be a pretty good feel, too, with the kind of celebrity jump, you could call it. So
they take it so seriously. So I just love to watch that. It's a lot of fun. We have our friends from Hannibal, Missouri coming. They'll be here all weekend, Tom and Becky. So they'll be hanging out at the frog jump stage, which is really a lot of fun, too.
You take one more break. We're previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee, talking with Lori Janinis, who is the CEO and manager of the Calaveras County Fair. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee just around the corner, May 15th through the 18th. Fair General Manager and CEO Lori Giannini is joining us on this weekend show. Lori, during the last segment, you talked a little bit about one of the highlights, the Junior Livestock event. And I know that's it's so heartwarming to see all the people come out and support the local youth and young leaders in the community. You know, can you tell us a little bit more about what to expect and how people can take part in that event?
Well, if you want quality meat or you just want to support some great kids, be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, join us for breakfast, and then bid on some great quality animals. These kids are amazing. They work hard all year long, and it's really a great opportunity for them to learn marketing, to learn a business, to learn about agriculture, to learn, you know, and it's not always easy. It's not always easy, you know. That's one lesson our poultry kids have learned, how this, the disease has really, the influenza has really devastated the poultry industry in the state of California. And they've seen a little piece of that, right, if they had chickens, and now they're not able to market their chickens or turkeys. So it's been a real education process, because when you are in agriculture and you do that for a living, there's all these variables, right? And so that's been a learning experience for them. We'll have sheep, goats, beef, swine, and rabbits for sale. And they're just great kids, and I really encourage people to come out and just support them. I'd like to thank our Junior Livestock Committee, who just works all year long. And in fact, on that note, all of our volunteers who are just so amazing. My board of directors are friends of the Fair Board. There's just so many people to be grateful for that come together to put this wonderful event on for our community.
Yeah, I was going to ask you too, you know, the important role of volunteers and your Fair Board as well. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about the kind of just the importance of the volunteers and also some of the things that the Fair Board does for the event?
So the Fair Board, you know, they meet all year long, and they really set policy. That's their job. But our board's a little bit different because we're a small fair. So our board actually, during the fair, they each will have assignments where they are actually involved in the operations. Some will work, be the liaison with the Frog Jump Committee and work down with the Frog Jump. We have one that works with livestock in the arena. We have one that is the liaison with all of our buildings or vendors. And, you know, and so then there's one that's communications, and then there's one that is administration. So they all have a valid, important job during the fair. And we are a very small fair. I am the only full-time employee. Everyone else on our fairgrounds is part-time. And then between the organizations that volunteer, between, I would say, about 300 volunteers we'll have during the fair.
That's amazing. Yes. Yeah, great to see so many people turn out and support the local community event and help to build
exactly.
the community.
It does help build community.
Absolutely. You know, big question, too. So you've given a great preview of the event. What's the best way for people to get tickets?
Frogtown.org.
Frogtown.org.
That's the easiest way to get them. They're right there. You can get your admission tickets, and there's a link for a carnival ticket. So, yeah, we would just love to see everyone come out, enjoy being together, enjoy community. I think that's what I love the most about our fair is we are so proud of our heritage, but we work really hard to have a welcoming culture where when people come, it's like they just step back in time maybe, you know. Things are hokey, things are corny, people are friendly. That's how we like it. We want people to be able just to unplug enjoy their families, and be neighbors they haven't seen, make new friends. We're really about community here.
And, of course, the spotlight's on the fair in mid-May, but the fairgrounds also play an important role all throughout the year. What are the types of things that the fairgrounds does when the fair isn't taking place?
Well, we do a lot of events. We do a lot of quinceañeras. We do a lot of weddings and memorial services. We do a Celtic fair. We do an All Hallows fair. We do a Blues and Bones festival. We do a BMX event. So lots of really amazing things that happen during the year. And we're also part of our local county's disaster event planning. So we become a catastrophic event center where in the, you know, fire, flood, whatever is needed, we become a shelter for large animals. We become a fire camp. We become a shelter for our residents, for our neighbors. And so I'm really proud of the work that we do at that level because people come to the fair, they come to birthday parties, they come to different events here, and so they feel real comfortable here. So if they're in a time of crisis and they have to be evacuated, it's a great place for them to come because they already have a feel-good feeling about it. So I think it helps with the impact of that situation.
And then I forgot to ask you, too, a little bit about the competitions. What are the types of competitions that take place in the different areas throughout the fairgrounds?
Oh, you know, we have all our livestock competitions, of course. We have pie eating. We have a Lego build-up. We will have a roping competition this year. We have some children's competitions during our rodeo. We have a hide race during our rodeo. We have a cowboy and cowgirl contest during the fair. We also have a daily baking contest during the fair. So there's lots of different contests all throughout the fairgrounds. It's pretty fun. We're going to have log scaling for the first time, where people can come out if they're interested in forestry or those kinds of things, where they can actually, enter in not climbing a log, but figuring out the length of a log. So that's kind of fun. So we have that going on, too.
And I go to the fair every year. How did I miss the pie eating competition? That sounds like so much fun.
I don't know. You've got to enter. You've entered wine before. Why not enter pie?
That's true.
You know, eat a pie and eat it quickly.
Yeah, speaking of wine, is the wine gallery area going to be on display again this year?
Yes. I believe we had 264 professional wine entries this year, which was up, which we were really pleased with, that our wine entries were growing, because a lot of our other competitions in the area, their entries have actually dropped and ours increased. So we were happy with that. So we had 18 professional judges come from all over the all over California. They came and they judged, and so you can go in there into our wine pavilion and see how our local wines did. And also our amateur wines will also be on display.
We've got just a couple minutes left. I always have to ask you, best fair food, what do you recommend?
Oh, my goodness.
I always say funnel cake. That's my personal favorite, but I like to change it up, too, every year, because it's good to explore new horizons.
Oh, gosh, the pretzels.
Okay.
That booth is down by livestock. If you like spicy, the jalapeno and cheese pretzel is to die for.
I will keep my eye out for it. Well, any closing comments you'd like to make as we wrap up here, Lori?
Yeah, you know what? I am just so blessed and privileged to get to do what I do. And just want to thank my staff, our board, the Friends of the Fair, and all our volunteers, because it's our community that makes this such a special place.
Absolutely. And Lori, we'll look forward to seeing you at the fair coming up here shortly.
All right. Thank you, BJ. I look forward to seeing you.
Again, we thank Lori Giannini for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, previewing the upcoming Calaveras County Fair, May 15th through the 18th. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.